True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You guys know how much of a fan I am of the local teams, especially the pro football team, the Redskins, the skinny skins, the football team, and now they're the Commanders. And I really do live and die by every play, every snap, every game. That's why I'm miserable. It was a misery Monday, a terrible Tuesday. But I'm going to try to stay positive here as we get the train back on the tracks like Dan Quinn is attempting to do, and do our normal Tuesday segment of Touchdown Tuesday with AWOD.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National
Inside
Football
the 10,
League.
Into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
All right, Stubb, I think you were doing me a favor, but you really should have had CeeDee Lamb on Touchdown Tuesday. It was so sweet.
We don't need that.
He made two guys run into each other and then walked into the end zone. I mean, I'm glad you didn't pull that, but against any other team, that was significant. That should have been a Touchdown Tuesday. Let's get to Monday Night Football, and the leader in the NFL in receiving touchdowns after his seventh catch of the season happened last night. Amon-Ra St. Brown is our leader on receivers for touchdowns on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Goff over the middle. He's got St. Brown, and he's got a touchdown.
Davante Adams is now tied for second with six, as Matthew Stafford is the leader in terms of passing touchdowns. He has 17 now after he got five in London.
Take it off. Mike Pereira is going to be joining us throughout the day for the end zone. It's a touchdown grab by Knute Mumfield. Quick throw for Adams. Touchdown, Rams! Stafford fakes it to Adams. Touchdown!
That's the hat trick.
Flag is down. And Stafford's going to throw for it. And he's got himself a receiver. And it is a touchdown, Terrence Ferguson. Behind Stafford, and he's throwing for it. It's Adams. We have history.
Yeah, five touchdowns for Matthew Stafford on a Touchdown Tuesday. That's three. That's a hat trick. Two more in London. That's a brace. Unbelievable what he did from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And a lot of those were caught by Davante Adams. He's got six. Jake Ferguson scored twice against the Commanders. The tight end for the Cowboys is tied for second with six. George Pickens has six. So the Cowboys are all over the top of this. Dak Prescott, second quarterback with 16. Jared Goff has 15 touchdown passes. Mahomes has 14. Aaron Rodgers has 14. But we cannot forget about Jahmyr Gibbs and his 78-yard touchdown that puts him into a tie for third on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
Cowboys, Javonte Williams has 6. My goodness, they are all over the leaders. Yeah, they have an explosive offense. Josh Jacobs now has 8, but Jonathan Taylor is your leader. He has 3 different games with 3 touchdowns this season, and now he has 10.
On a handoff for Taylor. Big hole. Taylor is gone! Touchdown, Colts! Taylor sets up as a receiver. Now they do a jet sweep to Taylor. Taylor, zigzag move! Taylor works in! It's Taylor on the acceleration! Touchdown, Indianapolis!
Let's go to the college ranks, and we'll start with the Horned Frogs of TCU, who scored 42 to beat Baylor to move to 5-2 on the season. They're 2-2 in the Big 12, but their quarterback, Josh Hoover, is the touchdown passing leader in the college ranks on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Hoover pulls it to the tight end, DJ Rogers. His second touchdown of the season.
Indiana, coach Kurt Cignetti's quarterback Fernando Mendoza also has 21, and Sawyer Robertson, who just lost to TCU, has 21 for Baylor. Dante Moore, 19 for Oregon, and Ohio State's quarterback has 19 as well. Let's get to the college ranks here at running back, and it is Indiana again. It is Elijah Surratt, who had 2 touchdowns over the weekend. He now has 9 on the season, and a highlight on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Mendoza with a deep drop. Complete to Surratt. Surratt with a move. Gets to the goal line for the touchdown. 1 yards to the air. That's a season high for Fernando. And he wants more. What a throw to Surratt. 27 yards for the latest touchdown.
So Indiana has the top receiver, but also another one in the top 5 in Omar Cooper Jr., who has 7 touchdown grabs. At running back, it is Washington's Jonah Coleman leading college with 12 touchdowns already this season.
44 seconds remaining. Coleman straight ahead. Touchdown Huskies.
Cam Cook has 10 at Jacksonville State. Ahmad Hardy at Mizzou has 11. Mizzou's got a big game coming up this weekend. 10 for Mark Gronowski at Iowa, and 10 for quarterback Haynes King at Georgia Tech. And I just need to make sure that we highlight him every week, Stub, because what he's doing this season is incredible. This might be the best season the Yellow Jackets have had in my lifetime. I don't ever remember Georgia Tech being 7-0, being top in the ACC, having one of the top quarterbacks in the country in Haynes King. He only has thrown 4 touchdowns, but like we said, he's ran in double digits worth. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. I don't know why he's not in Heisman conversations yet.
Yeah, that is crazy. I also got to ask, we crowned a Touchdown Tuesday Player of the Year. Who's kind of your favorite right now? Is it Jonathan Taylor?
So, look, I think we should crown one in college and in the NFL. Last year, it was certainly Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
And I think you had to have given it to Jalen Hurts in the NFL because he stole all those from Saquon with the tush pushes. Right now, it's Jonathan Taylor for me at the NFL ranks. In college, I really don't know what to make of it, but I would probably go with Fernando Mendoza and what he's done this year at Indiana.
I think those are the two players I would highlight as well.
I mean, look, in the NFL, it probably should be a Cowboy if it's not Jonathan Taylor, because they're tied for the lead in wide receiver, quarterback their second, and running back. But in college, I think you got to mention the fact that Indiana has 2 of the top 5 receivers and tied for first place at the quarterback position as well. That was a Touchdown Tuesday here on A-Wide Radio. And I'm looking forward to Thursday night to kick off week 8 in the NFL season and for college football as well. We still got a lot to get to on the show today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll bring Doc Walker on the show at 2:30. But when we return, it's going to make its return. That's the Fast Break with AWOD, talking all things NBA, because the NBA is back tonight, the NBA on NBC. Don't go anywhere, don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you missed it, hit that rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. Check out our conversation with Coach Chris Mooney from the Richmond Spiders here on Richmond's home for the most basketball talk in town. And tonight, the NBA is back. The season begins. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Mike tweets me, AWOD, you needed to change your intro song today to Round Ball Rock. Believe me, we've got it queued up on the Fast Break with AWOD.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a Fast Break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
Today, the NBA is back. Pro basketball returns. And, you know, as a kid, this was one of my favorite days of the year. I'm such a hoops head. Washington Wizards have always been my favorite team. It started with Jordan, Christian Laettner, Jerry Stackhouse. My love for this team grew to its peak during my middle school days when Gilbert Arena said everybody screaming, the hibachi is heating up. But the NBA I loved has changed. To me, it's morphed into a three-point shooting league with very little defense being played. It's gone full positionless basketball. And the best players are not even American. It's not the pro game that I grew up loving. Back to the basket, bigs dominating, team basketball, not guys just going one-on-one. We got Jeremy here as I'm trying to get worked up for this NBA season beginning tonight. The return of the league and NBA on NBC. There are some interesting storylines, but the rebuild of the local team, the Wizards, is still ongoing, and it's hard to get excited about losing 50-plus games. So I've put together a list of the best storylines, Jeremy. I want you to chime in as well. But you told me you're at about an 8 out of 10 right now on excitement level for the NBA.
I'm ready to go. It's been a long time without professional basketball, it feels like. And this was supposed to be a crazy offseason, but there's just been nothing that's really gone on. So I'm ready for games to start and to see if the Wizards have some good rookies that could potentially do something.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not that excited about that. But you mentioned things that happened over the summer. Well, one of my bigger storylines is Kevin Durant moving to Houston with a talented young roster. They were the one seed last year that were bounced by his former club, the Golden State Warriors. That's another storyline that's intriguing for me. Steph and Seth together. LeBron in L.A. with Luka for a full season. It feels like the alien Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs have an insanely high expectations for themselves. The Mavs, Kyrie, AD, oh yeah, Cooper Flagg. Are the Nuggets back, right? Problem is, all these storylines are Western Conference. You notice a trend? The East is weak.
East is very weak this year, especially without all of their stars. You know, Tyrese Haliburton goes down, Jason Tatum goes down. It's a free-for-all up top at the East. And there's no big story right now. It could become interesting.
Maybe. I know that if I want to watch good basketball, I'm going to have to stay up late because the only good games are going to happen in the Western Conference. Like you said, Boston and Indy are not fully healthy. All right, that opens the door for Cleveland, New York, and maybe Giannis and the Bucks. Feels like this is the last stand for Giannis and Milwaukee.
Yeah, they brought in his other brother. All three of them are on the team now, right? This is the summer that you have to prove to Giannis that, hey, we're doing something. They won the one championship, but a lot of noise around him getting out of there. I'm frankly shocked he's still there, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, they moved on from Damian Lillard. That experiment failed, right? They probably should not have moved on from Jrue Holiday at all because he was part of the team that won a championship. Will the Sixers stay healthy enough to compete? Because I kind of doubt that.
I want to say yes because I want to see what that team could be healthy, right? You have Joel Embiid, who is a top five player in the world when he's healthy, right? You have Paul George, who I still think has a little bit of game left in him.
When healthy,
right? Yeah. Tyrese Maxey is dealing with injury issues last year. You had a bunch of rookies that stepped up. The guy at Duke last year who looked really good at the beginning and then another injury, right? I think they can, especially like you were saying, in a weak East, even if they're just like three quarters healthy. As long as Joel Embiid plays the whole season, I think they've got a shot.
Yeah, but the fact that the Cleveland is the favorites in the East takes a lot of juice out of it. New York being good would make the East relevant because basketball's always better when the Garden is popping. But I don't know what to make of them. That coaching change was one of the bigger shocks of the offseason.
They had to do something.
Really?
Yeah, they had to do something.
Thibodeau gave them the best 2 years they've ever had back-to-back.
Yeah, but when you look at the issues that plagued them in the postseason, it was the fact that they didn't have the rotations. They didn't have the guys that could be out there. Tibbs runs his players, right?
Yeah.
He runs them into the ground. And it works. It wins right games in the regular season, but that comes with injuries. That's why you're seeing load management happen more across the NBA, right? Tibbs is doing it old-fashioned style, and it's worked so far, but they needed to make a change, and they didn't really have the ability to make a player personnel change, so it had to be the coach.
NBA season starts tonight. Stubb, got a trivia question for you.
I don't feel good, but okay.
Who won the 2024 NBA championship?
2024. That was...
Well, cool. I guess it would be 2025, right? Because it ended in June. 2024-2025.
Oh, what?
They're playing tonight.
Was that the Thunder?
It was the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they will be without Jalen Williams for tonight's game with a wrist injury. But they're taking on Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets. And then your late game is Golden State and L.A. That one's got to be the one more juice, right?
You would think, but LeBron's dealing with an injury. I think Steph's dealing with an injury, too. So there's a chance that both of them aren't in the game. I'm a lot more excited for the early game. You have the defending champions. They're going to be raising the banner. And then you have a team that, like you said, was the one seed last year. The Rockets add Kevin Durant. They would have gone on a run in the playoffs if they had anybody that could make a basket.
Right.
That defense is elite. And yeah. then you add Kevin Durant to it.
Good down low. Look, here's my thing, and you're starting to get me a little bit excited for this season, but like we said, the only interesting storylines are in the West, but is the West really that up for grabs? The headline on ESPN is Thunder open as massive betting favorite to win the NBA title, and if I had to bet, I would bet on the Thunder right now, too.
I think there's reason for that, right? They just won the NBA championship, and they had one of the most dominant teams by most analytical standards.
And they're all ever. Young and getting better.
Right. And you have Shea that's just coming off an MVP season, but the Rockets really added this offseason. They added Kevin Durant.
So you would put Rockets as second.
I love what the Nuggets did, too. I think the Nuggets are my favorite out of the West right now because you have Jokic, who's going to play at an MVP level again. I love the moves that they made in the offseason. They kept the guys they needed.
See,
they brought in a couple guys.
I already texted Michael. I think the NBA is drunk for the money they gave Christian Braun. I mean, what has he shown you that he's even worth half of that money? He's getting like $125 million.
I mean, Josh Giddey got that much. He's better than Josh Giddey is.
Maybe. I think Giddey has already shown better performances. For me, when I watch Christian Braun, I'm like, all right, he's an athletic white guy. Doesn't bring much else besides that.
No, you are right about that. He isn't. I think that people get overpaid in sports just in general. And
do you think so? For the Nuggets to be your favorite in the West, Jokic is going to play well. I feel like Murray will bounce back, but can they get the same level they got from Aaron Gordon, or is he now getting over the hill? He's getting older, and he did suffer that injury in the postseason. He is going to need to be a star, an all-star, for them to be the Western Conference champs.
Well, he's going to be good. He's been really good for them basically the entire time he's been over there. But I look at a guy like Cam Johnson, who they got from the Nets. I think that's a huge, huge upgrade from Michael Porter Jr. And just having, you saw how when they won their championship, Michael Porter Jr. was the guy that was kind of the third star. I think Cam Johnson's better than him, a little bit younger, and can fill that role pretty well.
I was big on Michael Porter Jr. until all the stuff happened with his brother, and then every time he opens up his mouth, he feels like he's saying even worse things. I've turned on Michael Porter Jr. So you could be right about Cam Johnson out of North Carolina being a missing piece for the Denver Nuggets. Quickly, Washington Wizards season preview. For those listening, we are Richmond's home for the Wizards, who are not going to be very good this year at all. And that's on purpose, because once again, they lose their draft pick to the Knicks if they finish higher than bottom eight. We need to be a bottom eight team. How do you get excited for that, you know?
They could make the play-in. They could find their way in, number 10, get that draft pick.
And then you lose that draft pick. Look, this is the problem with what's going on in Washington is I think they whiffed on Alex Sarr. And I think that really set this whole thing back a few more years. And the problem was, you got the number two pick the year before everybody wanted the number two overall pick.
It was a tough draft
to get Alex Sarr, if he was drafted this year with Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, would he have even gone top 10? We'll never know. But I'm telling you, from what I've seen so far from him, I think that this was a swing and a miss. He's 7 foot. He's scared to play down low, and he's not even as good of a three-point shooter as you need to be for a guy that stands around the outside. I'm trying to get excited for the Wizards. I do believe in this front office, right? I think they hit with Bob Carrington. I think they might have hit with Trey Johnson. I think they had to swing for the fences the year before, and I think they whiffed on Alex Sarr.
I like the young talent on this team a lot. I'm not ready to be out on Alex Sarr yet because there were some flashes, especially defensively last season, where he was in the middle of the year winning Rookie of the Month, right? This is a guy that in a weak draft class, who else were they really going to pick at two? There wasn't another option.
That's the other thing. Like, I think they whiffed on Sarr, but I'm struggling to find a better option because not many people from that draft class have turned out to be pretty good. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Guess the answer was Stephen Castle, but they weren't going to get him anyway. You're listening to AWOD. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Joining us right now, Super Bowl champion, legend in the DMV, it's our buddy Doc Walker. What's going on, Doc?
Well, AWOD, what's going on is we're in a hellhole.
Yeah.
When we don't win, I'm surprised I was even chosen today because I'm not the kind of guy you're going to invite to a party when my team loses. And I heard you and Linnell in a showdown, WWE style, last weekend. And I go, he must have met Linnell, and he ended up with me. And I don't know why that happened, but I have such respect for you, and I honor you as my former tag team partner. And so I'm always there for you, man. Plus, your audience, I'm really familiar with due to your partner. And so it's like coming home.
Well, Doc, I'm feeling terrible. It's a terrible Tuesday. I hate losing to the Cowboys. But, like, can you see the train getting back on the tracks? Like, can you vision us ending this season positively?
Well, here's the beauty about why I love you and Linnell. Because, A, you're youth. And second, you're able to talk yourselves into things you want to talk yourselves into. Because I'm closer to your father than I am you age-wise, I don't really get involved in, and I'm not doing a show. You got a 3-hour show. I have like a 10-minute interview. So you need to stretch, and you got to do the imaginative. I don't. I don't give a damn about anything but the Kansas City game. And the 53 men that suit up for it and are allowed to play in it. That's as far as my mind will allow me to go with the team that is still trying to find itself. And so I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt by not dealing with the direct topic. And that is, how are they going to play against Kansas City, their next opponent? Who's going to play? And why aren't the guys that seem to have some youth enthusiasm, some excitement about them, we only get to see them in the pregame warm-up. So until that's my mission. You guys, you're worried about play. No, you're really not worried about it. You know damn well nobody knows that. But you can engage your audience with it, and it's good. I ain't mad at you. I don't care if anybody listens to me. Because if you listen to me, you're concerned about winning the next game, not whether or not you're going to make your wager or your bet or your fantasy team. I don't give a damn about none of that. That's your personal social entertainment, not mine. The only way I'm entertained is on game day and if we win, period. Although I understand the financial benefits, the growth of the league, and its popularity, but I don't want to be in a world to where nobody cares who wins. It's not me. I'm only concerned about the burgundy and gold and victory. That's it. I don't do the participation trophy crap. But I respect those that do. My only question is, why did you call me?
Doc, were you surprised at all with how bad the defense was at Dallas, especially that drive right before the half?
No, I wasn't, because Dallas is a superpower offensively. What I'm surprised about, AWOD, is that we couldn't exploit a defense that's rotten. That's what I'm surprised at. The few things that we do well, we weren't able to do them. That's what got my attention. Did you think you were going to stop Dak Prescott? These two freaks he's got at wide receiver in their running game? And you playing with a YMCA defense? No, it's no way.
Doc Walker with us here.
I'm not trying to kill your excitement.
No, I'm doom and gloom.
You called me. You called me.
Doc Walker with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So, Doc, from your experience in the league and covering the league, what are the benefits of a defensive coordinator being in the booth? Because Joe Witt Jr., I'm losing my mind every time they show him on the broadcast. I'm screaming, get to the sidelines. I feel like he'd have better communication with his defense. I'm seeing Matt Eberflus, who I think is a doofus, firing up his defense, and they're getting stops. And so I want Joe Witt Jr. down from the booth to the sidelines.
And that's fair. And I can understand how you could think that way. And it's good. See, here's my theory. Once again, their age does have some benefits because I've seen failure more than you've seen it because I'm much older. So I've seen us get our ass kicked with the coordinator on the sidelines and with him in the booth. What I want to know is that what are they doing in practice that's different from the game? You couldn't possibly be this dysfunctional in practice and let them get away with it. I tend to think they're doing something in practice that pleases him because he's on the sidelines there. He's not in the booth in practice. He's on the field with them. So if he's getting the results he wants in practice but not in the game, and he hasn't walked himself down there himself, that's on his ass as head coach. That's his boss. Questions should go to him. Oh, and by the way, his boss is a former defensive coordinator too. So do you really believe that he's standing right on the field with him as well and in charge of everything? He doesn't seem to have an influence on getting him to do what he wants to do on defense. And you talking about the coordinator? I don't. Go to the man in charge and go, since it's your side of the ball, one of your levels of expertise, what's your solution for it?
Doc, where did we go wrong this offseason?
You may not have gone wrong. This is a phase. They could flip a switch. I think what you and Linnell both are suffering from a large diagnosis of this. Those 6 out of 7 games you won on the last play of the game, you could take it either way. You could say we're really lucky or we're really good. You took to say they were really good.
Yeah.
And maybe they were just really lucky. Because you are who you are every time you roll your game out. Nobody wants to win more than me without having money in it. People who are wagering, of course, they wanted to win more than me because they're about to lose their behind if they don't win. What I'm disappointed in is that my eyes don't lie, but I don't see as many practices as I used to see because I don't get influenced over practice because it's staged. The way they orchestrate these practices, they lead a lot of people to believe they're really doing something special because you buy into the high. Everything's choreographed. They know what's going on. They're working on training. It's not a win or lose proposal in practice. It's situations hopefully making them worse than they would be in a game to see how we do about it. And if you don't understand that, you never get it. Never, ever will you understand it because you'll fall into the trap of these people that are actually using stats and practice and rating it. It's just suicide. Because it's an orchestrated performance. They know what they're going to do because they're working on situational football. Now, preseason, nobody plays, but the Rams play less. The Rams play nobody, and they're better than we are. Right now, it appears to be. So I think it's more of an in-game situation. I believe in more in-game reactions. They do none, which means the players that are struggling get to struggle the whole game. They don't trust the bench, yet they bought their bench, they trained the bench, they picked the bench, but they're afraid to put them in real games. That's the only question I ask them, or that for them. This guy's so fast, he's so athletic, he's so all this, but you never put him in a game, and your team is slow as molasses.
Doc,
I don't understand it.
Doc, if you were the head coach, is there one change you could point to that you would make ahead of this Kansas City game?
No, because, again, all due respect, if I was the head coach, we wouldn't be on the show doing this right now because I'd probably be somewhere in Morocco You know, I'm not a coach. But I did play the game, and I've covered the game for 40 years plus. My eyes don't lie to me. They're not very good fundamentally. Defensively, it's clear. You guys kill Lattimore. I love Lattimore.
Yeah. See, that would be my change.
Never play
corner. I would just bench him immediately. But I'm an amateur.
I wouldn't bench him at all.
Yeah.
But no, you're not an amateur. It's just not what you study for. You don't make your living studying DBs. You make your living entertaining people. And that's why you're one of the best doing it. Don't let the cool man fool you. I'm telling you. That kid is close. Pickens, he's a beast. Their quarterback is one of the best in the world. That was a pass that Joe Namath and the best of ever threw it. And they barely beat the guy. If you think he's bad, put somebody over there in his place and watch what happens. He's got the hardest job in America. And the beauty about him, he doesn't bitch about it. We've had guys here, Moonnes mentioned no names, but if you cover this team, you know who they are. They quit on plays. They tried to make it look like it was somebody else's fault. Utter cowards. I'm walking with this guy into a blazing fire. And if you guys truly love the burgundy and gold and you follow this team with your heart, don't follow the leader. Just because some one guy says something stupid, don't follow it. Don't follow it. I mean, it's like watching Toronto watch these baseball playoffs right now. Some of the greatest things going on in the world happening. This guy's an inch away from covering a freak and a ball thrown by another freak. He needs help. You have no pressure.
Yeah.
You have no pressure. And as soon as until you admit that the failure is not on the back end, the failure is on the D-line. And their inability to get heat on the quarterback. Show me great corner without great pressure, I'll show you a Superman.
Doc.
Okay.
You're awesome, man. You're always great on this show. Always appreciate you taking the time.
You're my guy, man. Look, dude, I love you guys. You entertain the hell out of me. You and the big fella, it was priceless. I love it. Hey, look, man, I get it, too. We're in the entertainment business. But I am just a jackass. I cannot hide the fact there's nothing funny when we lose to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you enjoyed it because my dad was texting me to calm down.
Well, see, your dad, me and your old man from the same club, from the same cloth, he introduced you to this. He gets it. But I'm just telling you, you two guys, because you really do care. It's not an act. You guys care about this. And it's made, like me, I'm not very entertaining right now because I don't give a damn about if you're entertained. You need to know the facts of life, and I don't play when it comes to my favorite team, and it kills me to have lost to Dallas. Because to me, it's like, when are we going to stop losing to them?
Right.
That was the worst loss of the year last year to me. It killed my season last year, losing to him. These nitwits letting them get in them white jerseys at home, and you supposed to know them? You used to work for them, and you let that happen? That is that. And no, where have you heard anybody else even talk about it? So that's why I go, you know what? God bless you. Can't wait to hear you Saturday.
Doc, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for the opportunity. You got it, brother.
Yeah, you're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com.
plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, I think Doc thought he was all doom and gloom that segment, but just having him on, talking about his experience and what he's seeing through his two eyes, through his lenses, it did get me a little bit excited. And I kind of want to back Marshawn Lattimore for what he was talking about, because I'll tell you what he was saying, because I've covered this team. Josh Norman was a complainer. Josh Norman was a blamer. He would blame the safeties. He would blame the schemes. He was getting paid a lot of money. I do like that Marshawn Lattimore has not done that. In every interview, he's kind of put it on himself. He said, it's not like I'm getting torched out there. I'm close, but I haven't been able to make a play on the ball. I mean, basically what Doc was saying was George Pickens is elite. Dak Prescott's elite, and corner is the hardest position in the world, and I don't disagree with them at all there. Now, Lattimore's also been beat, I feel like, by worse wide receivers, and he hasn't even had a chance to make a play on the ball, but Doc's not the only one saying that. John Keim also had a report yesterday. They're not going to bench Lattimore because he's the best corner they got. It's frustrating as hell. And I still think I would probably go with the young guy, Trey Amos, and giving him an opportunity there. But I do respect Lattimore for the way he's getting burnt, the way he's getting beat. He's just taking fat L's and not complaining and not throwing anybody else under the bus. So that was a positive.
That was our most positive guest we've had.
There's a lot that you could react to with that interview to Doc Walker. Don't ask him about getting the season back on the track. He only cares about Monday night. Monday night at Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We're going to reach out to Mike Jones for later this week because he had a really good article this morning on The Athletic. It says, the hearts of Commanders fans jumped into their throats Sunday, seeing Jaden Daniels in pain. But fear not, he is not on the path to becoming the next Robert Griffin III. Daniels isn't at all RG3 part 2. The latter isn't carrying the torch for the former. Stop wasting energy on fearful comparisons. He is not the next Robert Griffin III.
It's way better.
It's a good article, and it's kind of funny to me because I feel like it's responding to what Regina Jackson said in her tweet the other day. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I'm very interested to see what our update will be from the coaching staff tomorrow, or no, it won't be tomorrow, on Thursday, on Jaden Daniels. Like, everybody's kind of coming out and saying, well, it's good news because they didn't put him on IR.
Right. If they put him on IR, it's 4 weeks and it's serious, but it's like it was with Terry when it first went down, right?
Right.
If they don't put him on IR, there's a chance every single week for him to come back.
Yeah, and I think everybody's going to feel like, well, with Jaden Daniels, we have an opportunity, no matter what.
As you should.
Right? And I felt that way last year. I don't feel as good today, given how bad the defense has been. Let's go to Robert in Midlothian. Robert, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Alan. Great show, and I love Doc Walker. I'm a longtime Redskins or Washington fan since around 1970. I've seen a lot of ups and downs. But the team I hate to lose to the most is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had $1,000 to give to the defensive coordinator of any Redskin team or commander team, I would say, here's $1,000. Just put me on a corner blitz, and I would take out the Cowboy quarterback. That's how much I hate that team. And it really made me sick to my stomach to watch as little of the game as I did, because I knew they were going to get blown out. Just from what I've seen, this team is a fraud, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, Robert, you're a smarter man than me, because I absolutely thought we were going to win that game. I'll admit when I was wrong, and I was wrong.
Yep. Now, the one mistake I made in my pool, I should have put the highest value on the Cowboys. Instead, I put the lowest on... I still picked the Cowboys to win, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my stomach, I was just sick to my stomach. And our defensive coordinator at least try to go down with guns blazing, try to blitz.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I saw, they didn't even attempt to blitz. They played either man or a soft zone and got ate alive. I mean, like Doc said, the Cowboys have super, they have elite receivers. And you give Dak that much time to throw the ball, he's going to look like Dan Marino.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong.
But he had all day.
We always make him. He's 7-0 now at home against the against Washington.
Yeah, Robert. Let me ask you this last question: Is the season over?
I think so. I think at best we might win 8 games, and that's a stretch.
Yeah,
because this team has no defense, and we have very limited weapons on offense now. I mean, we're pretty much dead in the water. I mean, it's unfortunate, but.
Yeah, it just sucks that it's October. Good call, Robert. Yeah, appreciate you chiming in, man. I want you to call back if they get a win, though. All right, let's try to talk to you after a victory, because that Cowboys game, that pissed me off. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. Witt, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. Just real quick, to be a little bit more optimistic, I'm pretty doom and gloom, too. Think about a road and think about three forks in the road. The road goes to the left, and that's the away games. We got 4 on the left. If we can just get one of those, the road in the middle goes to the neutral, and that's the Madrid game. We can win that game. And the road to the right is all 5 home games. We take all 5 of those, and then just one of those 4 road games, you got 10 wins.
Yeah. Hey, that's the call I needed. The season's not over because we still got home games.
That was good.
That was awesome,
Whit.
I needed that.
Well, then, look, we'll lose to Kansas City Monday night. We'll be 3-5, okay?
Yep.
And then we'll beat Seattle at home. We'll be 4-5. I'm going to the Detroit game, so we better damn well win that game.
Yeah.
And that'll
get us
make
a win,
5-5.
Yeah. And you know what? I said last week, if we get to 5-5, I'm fine. If we get back to 5-5, Whit, I'm all the way back in. If we get to 5-5, I'll be painting my chest burgundy and gold, and I'll be going to that Christmas game. Can we get to 5-5? I like that. Good call, Whit.
There you go.
Yep. Appreciate you chiming in. Good optimism there. He admitted he's doom and gloom, but he said he made a great point. One road win. I mean, we are going to go to Madrid and spank Miami.
Yeah.
We could win with Sam Howell in that game. We could probably win with Sam Hartman in that game. I know Mariota can beat the Dolphins, and so can Daniels. And you know what? Even our defense can get off the field against the Dolphins right now.
Yeah.
So,
win. 5-6
you know
to me
I'm
is...
I'm already going to tell you right now, we are sitting at 3-4 on October 21st. I'm telling you, we have a 4-4 record. We are not below 500 because we have Miami on the schedule. That's all it means. We are not below 500 because we got Miami looming, and that's a guaranteed dub. I needed that. That's what I needed to hear. Let's go to Kansas City and try to make some magic. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Jeremy, always appreciate it, man. Thanks for being part of the show. Any positive Commanders talk that you wanted to close with today?
Positive Commanders talk. I mean, you win 2 of these next 4 games heading into the bye. The season looks a whole lot better down the stretch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's 1 of the next 3. I just want 1 of the next 3.
Well, that's not good enough for me. No. We got to get back to 5-5.
Because then we're 5-6.
Right.
And we're coming off a bye, and then it's the Vikings. Then we're at 500 if we win that.
Well, no, we have Denver.
Oh.
But hold on.
Well,
so look.
Possible.
We're 3-4. All right. Let's say we lose to Kansas City. We're 3-5. We've already beaten the Dolphins, right? I guaranteed that. Yeah. So that's 4-5. So we have to win one of the next three.
We can beat the Seahawks
beat
at
the
home.
Seahawks,
we have to win one of the next three.
Because if we come off the bye, we can beat Denver, we can beat the Vikings, then we're 7-6.
Yeah, I don't know about Denver. I mean,
we can do it.
They looked really good in that fourth quarter against the Giants. Now, I didn't say that the first three quarters. Nobody was talking about Bo Nix for MVP the first three quarters.
I could feel a 7-6 reality. Which doesn't feel great.
If we get back to 7-6, I'm going to be flying high. I mean, come on now. Wow. This is what I'm talking about. Now, the problem is our defense is so bad, and the next 3 weeks are against really, really good offenses. But here's the thing. Maybe Joe Witt just comes to the sideline and makes a difference, right? It's possible.
Could be.
Defense turned it around last year. Bobby Wagner might need to call a players-only meeting. It might need to happen. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye drive you home. They're coming up next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we will be back tomorrow live and local here on a Wizards Wednesday. They will begin their season. We'll bring on Dave Johnson, the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards. Thanks to Ryan Clary chiming in. He'll be on the board and running the ones and twos alongside Darius for Grant and Danny. They're coming up next.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.